He has always been faithful. Amen. And I'm rejoicing today, just in light of the last few songs that have been sung, that He's not going to fail me, and He will be faithful to come get me out of this world. Amen. When John seen the revelation of Jesus Christ in the Isle of Patmos, Jesus said, "I am Alpha and Omega." Amen. He said, "I'm the beginning and the end." And he said, "Which is and which was." And he said, "And which is to come." Glad He's coming. Which is, which was, and which is to come. He said, "The Almighty." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, when He comes, He's not coming. Amen. He's not coming as a weakling. He's not coming without power. He's not coming without strength. He is coming as the Almighty. Glad I know Him this morning. I'm glad I know Him. You say, "You really believe all that? You really believe all that?" Well, I really believe all that. You say, "You've lost your mind." Well, just leave me alone. I believe it. Amen. Tim is recollecting some of that Dr. Bagwell's been teaching out of Hebrews 11. Amen. Now faith is. Amen. And I know these things is today by faith that Jesus is coming again. And He's been too faithful to me. He has never failed one. Not one promise has He failed to administer in my life. Why would I think He would fail to come get me out of this world one day? I'm thankful this morning. I'm thankful today that I got a Savior I can trust. Amen. If I had Buddha for my God, I don't know how you trust something like that. Amen. If I was a Muslim today, I don't know how you bow down to the moon and worship. Amen, some little crescent toenail moon and have any kind of confidence in any of that. Amen, I don't know how you bow down to stump and stone and creation and stars and planets and amen, I don't know how you bow down to all of that and have any kind of confidence. Amen, that in your deepest, darkest days of trouble and problems, amen, that those gods constantly fail you in your life and how you would continue to run to them. Brother L., I don't know how they do it. All I know this morning, there's joy and there's peace in my soul knowing, amen, my God said, "All that come unto me I'll in no wise cast out. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen, and I'm glad I came and He saved. And He said, "I'm the God that'll never leave you nor forsake you." Amen, these near 25 years, that's exactly what He's done. That's exactly what He's been faithful to. Amen, faithful to hear my prayer, faithful to help me fight my battles, faithful every step of the way. I'm talking about a God who has been faithful. Amen. When others have not been faithful, when I myself have not been faithful, amen, He has been faithful and never failed. He's never failed me. Amen. And I just believe He's coming today and He ain't going to fail in that promise. Amen. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again." Amen. I'm telling you, child of God, He's coming. Amen. And He's going to be faithful to that promise. Amen. He's going to be faithful to that promise. If He's been faithful till now, Gerald, amen, when we get on heaven's yonder shore, amen, when we all, the redeemed of God, get home, we'll all look around and look on that one with the nail-pierced hands and see the one who saved us, and we'll have to all bow our unworthy head and testify, "There's the one who never failed me." Amen. Others will be able to look at us and say, "You failed me along the way." And we'll be able to point the finger back and say, "Yeah, you failed me too." Amen. But I'm glad when we get on the other side, there's one that every one of the redeemed of God will have to say, "Amen, He's the one that was steadfast and faithful." Amen. In fact, he said that's even his name. He said, I am he that is capital F faithful and capital T true. Amen. Faithful and true. I don't care what dispensation you tap into. Amen. Every one of God's children throughout human history. Amen. This morning, if we can raise them from the dead and put them up in here one by one. Amen. They tell about a lot of stories and a lot of things we couldn't relate to. Brother Riley, one common thread that would run through them. Amen. That touches down the very core of every saved child of God is that God is a faithful God. Amen. He was faithful when Adam and Eve failed. He was still faithful. That didn't change God one whit. That didn't change who He was. That didn't change what He's going to do. That didn't change His plan. Are you listening to me? Listen. Amen. Their failure and their sin didn't change His faithfulness. Amen. In the days of Cain, it didn't change. Amen. It didn't change. It didn't change God being faithful. Amen. Somebody said, well, oh, Abel. Amen. He got his blood shed and he died. That didn't mean God wasn't faithful. God heard his blood cried. And God sent vengeance upon the blood of righteous Abel. Are you listening? Amen. Abel could say God's been faithful. Amen. Enoch could say in a wicked day. Amen. When he just started walking with God. Amen. Brother A.L., he can testify. Amen. As he's being taken up out of this world. Amen. God has been faithful to me. Noah could say it's faithful all them years I built the ark. And they ridiculed me and they mocked me and they scorned me. And yet he was faithful till the rain began to fall. And he's faithful when the floods began to rise. And he's faithful them days on the ark. And he's faithful when we got off the ark. Amen. I'm telling you, oh, Abraham can say his faithfulness show up in the earth, the Chaldees. And that's nothing but an old heathen and an idol worshiper and a pagan. But God came back and was faithful to call me out. Amen. Sent me somewhere. He didn't even tell me where I was going. And yet God was faithful all in all. He's faithful when he said I'd have a son. And I lived all those years without a son. The point it looked impossible, and yet with God all things are possible. And Abraham would say God was faithful. He was faithful in that day. Amen. I did hold my Isaac. Amen. And God did spare my son on the altar with the ram. And God did bring me into the land of Canaan. You know what he would testify? God is faithful. Amen. Sarah could say he's faithful. Isaac could say he's faithful. Amen. Jacob could say he's faithful. Amen. Joseph can testify. Amen. That even when your brothers do you wrong. Amen. And you lied on and you cheated and conned it. And forgotten that God is faithful to remember. And God will bring to pass every promise he's ever put in your heart. Amen. I'm telling you, you got anything God's give you in your heart? Amen. Joseph can stand today and say, amen, no matter how dark it may look, no matter how much opposition you face, amen, God will come through in the end and God will be faithful. Amen. Moses can say God's faithful. Amen. When you've been run out of Egypt and forsook all you, amen, all your raising and don't know what you're going to do, and God will be faithful to show up in your wilderness and give you holy ground and a holy word. Amen. And shed light on the will of God for your life. Amen. Moses can say he's faithful. Israel, all them millions of Jews that came up out of Egypt with a high hand can say, amen, just when we felt like, amen, we had wept and cried from the bitterness and the harshness of our taskmaster. Just when it seemed like, amen, we couldn't cry anymore. Had God sent a deliverer. And God, by the blood of the Lamb, brought us out and broke the chain in the arm of Pharaoh and drowned him in the sea. And all them millions of Jews can stand and say, and he's a faithful God. He's a faithful God.
He is a faithful God. Yeah. Even when that friend, they refused to go in the promised land and they had to wander around a death circle in the wilderness for 40 years. Amen. That band of rebellious Jews said they still received water and bread at the hand of Almighty God. And God, my friend, was faithful to them. He's faithful to Joshua at the walls in Jericho. He's faithful, my friend, to Samson and Barak and Gideon and Deborah. Amen. And on and on we can go. Faithful to David and faithful to Solomon. Amen. Faithful to Israel. Faithful to Jerusalem. Amen. Old John the Baptist in the New Testament. Amen. Comes up out of the dark ages. Ain't been much being sent from heaven in a long time. Amen. But he shows up one day. Amen. Up out of the wilderness, Brother Mo. Amen. And he comes out and said, I've got a word from God. Yeah. Amen. It seemed like God had forgot about his set. And it seemed like God had forsaken us. But God's been faithful to speak again. Yeah. Amen. He can say all the way in the chopping block. Amen. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. Even in his dungeon of doubt and despair. Yeah. Amen. When just for a moment he wondered, was Christ really who he said he was? Amen. But the government Christ was faithful to speak a word of peace and a word of assurance. Said, and say, you tell John. Amen. I feel like preaching. You tell John the blade have received their sight, and the deaf ears have been opened, and the dumb mouths are speaking, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Amen. You know what Jesus is telling John? Amen. I am faithful. And John, I know you're in a time of weariness, and I know you don't know what to do. Hey, but John, hang on. Amen. I've never failed you yet, and God's been faithful to you. Amen. I'm just testifying this morning about God being faithful. Amen. He was faithful. Amen. To go to Calvary. John is faithful. Lay down his leg. Brother L, he could have skirted out of it. Amen. He could have said it ain't worth the praise. It ain't worth the cost. They're not worth it. They're too ungodly. They're too unlovely. But he was faithful to do what the Father had sent him to do. Go ask the disciples, is he faithful? They saw he is faithful in the storm. Amen. He was faithful when we didn't have means to feed the multitude. He was faithful to feed the multitude. And when we couldn't do it, he could. And just when it seemed like and we had made too big of a mess, he was faithful to send the Holy Ghost down upon us. And he was faithful to manifest his power. And he was faithful to save thousands on the day of Pentecost. He was faithful to them under the end. Amen. Stand on Paul the apostle up and let him testify. Amen. He can tell you about shipwrecks. He can tell you about betrayals. He can tell you about being let down. He can tell you about people turning their back on it. He can tell you about people walking away. He can tell you about a mad friend being beaten and stoned in prison and shackled. And he can tell you about God showing up in the midnight hour. Hey, man, while he prayed and sang, yeah. Hey, man, you know what Paul say? He's been faithful in the storm, and he's been faithful in the prison. And when Paul got down the end of his leg, and he said, I've fought a good faith. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. Hey, man, you know what really he's saying is? It's that God's been faithful. Hey, man, how do I know that? Hey, man, goes right before he ascended to Rome. Hey, man, he testified to King Agrippa, and he said, I continue unto this day by the help of God. Amen. It wasn't Paul that got him the finished leg. Amen. He may have died on the chopping block. Amen. But I believe right before, amen, that guillotine fell down upon his Baptist neck, and old Paul could have testified and said, he's been faithful. He's been faithful. He's been faithful. I'm telling you, child of God, That's your servant, faithful God. Amen. You say, preacher, what is your testimony today? My testimony is this. Amen. Through every trouble, He's been faithful. Through every dark season, He's been faithful. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, I've got a lot I can be bitter about today. I've got a lot I can be mad about today. Amen. But I'm telling you today, amen, I'd rather get my eyes on the Lord Jesus and say He's been faithful. He's been faithful. Amen. And I'm glad today I can stand in a congregation, amen, at Mount Zion one day with all those heroes of the faith. And I'll be able to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. Give the same testimony. He has been faithful to me. God ain't ever done you wrong. He's never failed. But Jerry, there's been times I wonder maybe this is where God's going to fail at. Anybody ever get so down you feel like, well, amen, He's been faithful up to now, but now's where He gets a blemish in His record. And you know what I found? God always comes through. He is a faithful God. You need a word today? Do you need a word from God? He's faithful to give a word. Amen. Do you need a companion today? Amen. He's faithful to be a friend that stick you closer than any brother. Amen. Do you need some healing in your heart? Do you need some healing for your soul? Do you need some sort of, amen, some sort of heart healing today because it hurts and because of being done wrong? Can I tell you today, He is a faithful, great physician. He is a faithful healer. Amen. I don't know what you need today. Amen. It really don't matter what you and I need today. Amen. Because the truth of the matter is, whatever you need, God is faithful to supply. He's a faithful God. He's faithful. Boy, you listen to the average Christian in our day. Buddy, I'll be honest, what all they talk about makes God look mighty, mighty small. God ain't small. God is a faithful God. Amen. We hit that third verse on that song as a choir. I'm telling you, amen, it done something to my heart, buddy. Amen. Tears started coming up out of the heart. Sometimes this life brings trouble. I find so hard to bear. I know I could not make it without Jesus being there. Brother Larry, you know why we've made it this far? Because He ain't ever failed us. He's been faithful every day. Amen. Brother A.L., He's faithful. He's faithful. You know that. How many times, if you was right with God and had no sin harbored in your life, how many times have you gone under deep need and load, go to share your burden with Him, and Him say, oh, child, come on in. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. Well, I done messed up my message for the day, ain't I? Amen. That's fine. I can preach now. Praise God. I can preach. Amen. I was going to get in Judges 6 and 7. Amen. Preach on the valley of Jezreel. But I'm just going to unhook us right here. I think that's the message. I think that's the thought. I think that's the... No, not thought. It's the truth. Amen. That God wants us to hear this morning. God is faithful. Amen. Been a lot said about just what all our nation and just, I mean, I surely ain't the only one. I know many of us had conversation. Just the last 15 months, man, it just seemed like, man, a whirlwind. Seemed like a whirlwind. Anybody else find yourself going, dear God, I don't know, up from down, in from out, left from right?
Amen. Well, maybe I'm the only carnal one in the building. There's been days, man, in the last year I've gone, dear Lord, I don't know what's going on and don't know how to fix this or that. And I'm going to tell you something. God has been faithful. I'm looking back over the last year through all pandemics, and I'm talking about everything this world has lost their mind over, and I've about been on the verge with them. You know, God's been faithful in the last year. Three of my kids have been saved in the last year. So what do you call that? God being faithful.
Amen.
My family buddy in the last year, I'm talking about has needed God to help us more than we've ever needed help from God. And I'm standing here today and we ain't perfect. We got a long ways to go, and I thank God He's still working. But I'm gonna tell you something, God's been faithful today. Amen. There have been times in the last year I felt like I was up over my head. There's times I felt like I was a drowning.
Yes, sir.
Somehow, Brother Mo, somehow, amen, this morning I'm doing backstrokes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You say, boy, you learn how to swim. No, God's been faithful.
Amen.
God's been faithful. God's been
faithful.
Amen. He's faithful. I just want to brag on Him.
He's so worthy.
I hate to think where I'd be today had He left me to myself all these years. I'd have never made it. But I continue to this day. He's been faithful.
Amen.
Julie, He's been faithful, girl. He's been faithful to you. Been faithful. We bless His holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together.